In this week's Sedra Vayetze, we find that Yaakov Avinu encountered a particular place, Vayifgah b'makom, and that he lay down to sleep there. And the Gemara in the fourth parak of Masechet Brachot says that Ein Pegia Ela Tefillah, that the term Pegia, an encounter, is a reference to Tefillah, and that we learn from here that Yaakov Avinu instituted the Maariv service in the evenings. A couple of weeks ago for Parashat Chayei Sarah, we discussed the earliest time for davening Mincha. And this week I want to discuss the earliest time for davening Maariv, which is more enigmatic because it isn't referenced directly in the Mishnah at all. The Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth Perek says, Tfilat HaMincha Ad HaErev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Plag HaMincha, that you can daven Mincha up till nightfall. However, that's defined, and Machloket, whether it means Shkia or Tzeita Kochavim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can only daven mincha up till plag hamincha, which is 1 1/4 halachic hours before the end of the day, again with a machloket, exactly how to calculate it. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that both of these shitot are legitimate, with David Kamar Avid or David Kamar Avid, that one can choose between the two opinions. And the Gemara clearly assumes that whatever's the latest time for mincha is also the latest earliest time for Maariv. And if one can daven mincha only till plag hamincha, you can daven maariv from that time onwards. And that if you can daven mincha till the end of the day, then you can't daven maariv before that time. The Rishonim, they raise the issue of tarate desatre, meaning that one needs to be careful not to follow two contradictory opinions at the same time. Meaning that if you follow the legitimate view of the Tanna Kamma, that you can daven mincha after plag hamincha, then you can't also follow the legitimate view of Rabbi Yehuda, holds that you can daven Maariv from Plag HaMincha early onwards. But there's some discussion about how that should be applied. Is it like Rabbeinu Yonah suggests, that you have to make up your mind and then always follow either the Tanna Kamma or Rabbi Yehuda, and that you can't chop and change? Or is it like the Meiri, who writes that you can't do Tarate Desatre on the one day, but if on Monday you want to daven Mincha late, and then on Tuesday you want to daven Maariv early, then that's not a problem. Even though the Beit Yosef in Orach Chaim, Sim Reish Lamed Gimel, says that the minhag is actually not to worry about Tarate Desatre, and to daven both Mincha and Maariv after Plag HaMincha before the end of the day, in the Shulchan Aruch he rules l'chatchila like Rabbeinu Yonah, that you have to be consistent about always following one opinion or the other. But he also says that in pressing circumstances, one can chop and change from one day to another, like the Meiri. But the Mishnah Berurah is very strict about this point in several places, in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, Simon Shin Lamed Hay, and Simon Reish Lamed Zayin. And he's quite emphatic that at least on the same day, you can't follow contradictory opinions, even if it means davening Maariv without a minyan. But we know that the Minhag is not like the Mishnah Berurah. It's true that I think in Eretz Yisrael it's rare to find a shul where they daven Mincha Maariv back to back, both of them after Plag HaMincha and before Shkia. But in many places in Chutz La'aretz we do precisely that. Throughout the summer we daven Mincha followed by Maariv at 7:30 p.m. after Plag and well before Shkia. And there are many, many other shuls as well where they do exactly the same as we do. So of course the simple answer is to say that we're all doing it wrong. And if we were properly frum, we wouldn't do it this way. But the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't accept such an approach, and he rejects the possibility that none of us really know what we're doing, and he maintains that it's perfectly legitimate to daven Mincha and Maariv back to back. His main proof is from the Lashon of the Mishnah, which says Tfilat HaErev Ein HaKeva, that Maariv isn't fixed. And the Gemara asks what that means, and it comes to the conclusion that it means that Maariv is actually a reshut, meaning an optional tefillah, topic for a shiur on another occasion. But he asked that if that was the only meaning of the term, then the Mishnah should have said straightforwardly, tefillat ha'erev reshut. And the fact that it says, tefillat ha'erev ein la keva, indicates that there's a dual meaning. Firstly, that Maariv is a reshut, and secondly, that it doesn't have a fixed time. And why, he asks, doesn't Maariv have a fixed time? Because it corresponds to a variable up or down the Beit HaMikdash. Tfilat Arvit corresponds to Hakdarat Ha'Ivarim, to the burning of the leftover limbs, etc. on the Mizbeach at the end of the day. And that could begin any time after the Tamishel Bein Harbayim, after the afternoon Korban was concluded, which was certainly before the end of the day. And depending on how busy it had been in the Beit HaMikdash that day and how many leftovers there were that needed to be burned, sometimes it was run into the night time and sometimes it wouldn't. And he points out that certainly on a Friday afternoon, the Haktarat HaEvarim couldn't overrun into the night time because of Shabbat. So at least one day a week, certainly it didn't happen at the end of the, after the end of the day. And he also brings a proof from the Yerushalmi that both Rabbi Chiya and Rebbe held that you can daven Maariv before nightfall, independent of the discussion about what is the latest time for Mincha. And thus he ties up also the sugya in the Bavli, in Masechet Brachot, which does indicate that Mincha is dependent, the latest time for Mincha and the late earliest time for Maariv are interdependent. And he shows that, in actual fact, that might not be the case at all. And this mamash shows the gadlut and the bravery of the Aruch HaShulchan on several levels. What he's saying is clearly at odds with many of the Rishonim, who are quite emphatic that Tarate Desatre is a real problem as far as the times for Mincha and Maariv are concerned. But it's also inconceivable to him to say that everyone's just got it wrong. So whilst there are good grounds to try to be strict on this matter, and in an ideal situation to build the times of Tefillah around avoiding Tarate Desatre, where that doesn't work, we can certainly rely on the Aruch HaShulchan and on the Minhag and not be too concerned. Ad Kan.